Hello, hello, hello. What's up, family? It's your girl, Bad Girl Brina, and you are now tuned in to the Bad Girl Balance, where soft life meets hard truths and Caribbean roots. So now we were supposed to drop the two episodes on Sunday gone, but you know, say it was my grandmother's 87th birthday, and what the little queen was, the little queen gets. So instead, we waited till hump day to get something real to get through the week too. But guess what? A Friday now. And you know, as life would have it, the episode has to drop today because of other circumstances. And so, you know, and I think that's really attributable to what this podcast is about. You know, say this is our first official episode, When the Sun Comes Up. And it's inspired by none other than Shenseea, my favorite artist, who we get for Brookwine, Fan Stage, and Boomflick. Look, if you want to see it, go on my Instagram, my personal page, Bad Girl Brina, or go on TikTok at Bad Girl Brina, and you'll get to see, you know, me, Brookwine. You know, I shocked my family with that one. Even though they know I could dance, you know, they didn't know how I get on bad. But yes, back to this episode. Even on the rough days, even when you're tired, burnt out, and feeling low, you still have to show up, especially as an adult. You know, when the sun come up, it's coming like you have to come up too. And that's okay. I mean, when the sun comes up, you need to get up. You need to just start the day over, start it anew, start it fresh. Don't worry about what was happening yesterday. Just hold a reason with yourself in the morning and keep it pushing. So yes, we've all had them days, you know, just one of them days where your energy low, your spirit tired, and you feel like showing up is a task in itself. You know, this episode is for those days. You know, it's reflecting on burnt out, energy, you know, being present, giving yourself credit for just being here. Because sometimes survival mode is all you got. And that's something worth honoring and celebrating, because survival mode gets you to them strength mode. It gets you to that next day, that next level. So on the days you don't feel like showing up, still do. Know that it comes. In this episode, we're going to reflect on what it really means for you to show up for you, even when you don't feel like it. You know, we'll talk about surviving the chaos of everyday life, emotional autopilot, and the guilt of feel like you're not doing enough, how showing up looks different every day, and you know, that's okay. Why we need to stop glamorizing strength and start honoring the survival mode. Like, let's be real, there are days I barely make it out of bed. So, you know, it propels me, it prepares me for the days I get up and make magic. Both versions deserve love. We're not always glowing. Sometimes we're just getting by. And that version, it's still valid. It still deserves respect. So let's talk about emotional autopilot. You ever feel like you're just going through the motions, not really living, just doing, just a going about life, you know, trying to get to the next day? You know, say you look fine on the outside, you're checking the boxes, you're responding to texts, maybe even posting a cute selfie here or there, but inside you feel, you know, you feel kind of numb, like you're floating through your own life. And then, you know, it comes the guilt, the I should be doing more, or why can't I just push through, you know. But here's the truth about it: we're not meant to function like machines. We are human at the end of the day. We are not God. We're not perfect. So you have to remember, your energy is a resource, and just like anything else, it gets depleted. So showing up might look like resting. It might look like saying no, sitting still. Oh gosh. Showing up might look like sitting still, and that counts as well. So let's go and touch on something else, something a little sacred that gives you the ability to push through your survival modes, your village. I know you heard the phrase, it takes a village, but let me tell you, you have to create your own village, because I used to think it was just the people who've always been around, you know, family, childhood friends, familiar faces. But, you know, your village actually grows with you. And follow me with this. Just like your body regenerates cells, your soul calls in new people as you evolve into the next chapter. Some people will be in your life for a reason, some for a season, and then some get evicted. I mean, that's okay too. Your village should always nourish you. It should support you, pour into you, and if it doesn't, you have permission to let go. Even me, I tell my friends, cousins, honestly, anybody who will listen, if I'm not adding value to your life, if I'm not showing up with love, cut me off. I always want what's best for you, even if that means I can't be a part of your healing. You know, sometimes when you love something, you have to let it go, and we don't know or understand truly what that means. Your ancestors, your future friends, your day ones, your future self, they're all part of your village. And the seen and unseen, you're never alone. You know, at all times, you have someone backing you. At all times, even if you don't think you do, there's somebody rooting for you. So let's take a break right now, mid-podcast. Ooh. Let's breathe together, guys, because I've just been recording this straight, and I used to wonder how people could talk to themselves for minutes on end, but whatever, I'm talking to you. Now say this to yourself, and this will be something I want to carry with you throughout your day, throughout your week, however long you need it. Say to yourself, I give myself credit for simply being here. You hear me? Say it one more time. I give myself credit for simply being here, and marinate on that, because, you know, life is hard enough without you criticizing yourself over and over again. And I'm talking to myself as I'm talking to you, because I am hard on myself, very critical. I don't know if that, no, back up. I know that is the Caribbean woman in me. After I see my aunties, you know, they're hustlers in the sense that they go for what they want and they make stuff happen. And it's always been so inspiring to me. That's why I've always been so hard on myself, because I aspire to be like my aunties, a set of the strongest women I know. And then come here and the strongest woman I know, at the end. And that's why you can call me Little D, because, you know, that woman, I wrote a poem for her when on Mother's Day in high school, calling her Superwoman. Now, introspective, looking back, it kind of hurtful, because, you know, we are not superhuman. But let me tell you, when I was younger, and even still now, a superwoman that, you know what? We're gonna have to make a whole episode about that one. We might even bring the superwoman on herself. But let's go ahead and wrap this one up. So we just want to come back and say, whether you're glowing or barely getting through the day, just know, say, I see you. If you don't feel like no one else sees you, bad girl Brina, she sees you. You're not broken, you're tired. You're not behind, you're in process. So when the sun comes up, rise again. Even if it's slow, even if it's messy, even if no one is there to physically clap for you, this episode is for you. The one who keeps going, the one who needed to hear that surviving is enough today. So if this hits home, I want you to share it with your village. Follow us on Instagram at badgirlbalance and leave a comment and let me know how you're showing up. Like, you know, I want to know how you're getting through the weeks. And just thank you for tuning in. You know, we're building something real here, and I'm glad for you to be a part of it. So until next time, soft life, hard truths, Caribbean roots, this is Bad Gal Balance.